Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
That's
how we go.
Part of my conditional discharge.
That's what they called it.
A part of my probation.
You've got a tag that starts bleeping if you record on Zoom.
If I get my willy out. If wee doesn't come out of my willy.
You've got asthma on your penis straight away.
Welcome back, everyone. TVI episode 225. Ali Woods is in the
big
house.
One.
Still here.
Ali Woods.
This is our
I'm
going
to follow you to every platform, mate.
We've had to move on to Zoom because we had some issues with our Riverside. I think it was my internet, but now my internet seems to have leveled out and we're back on Zoom like the old days, man.
Cole's blaming Riverside. Sorry, Riverside.
That is classic you, Cole, mate. You've always had beef with them.
Do you know what? I've had it up to here with them fucking guys. That's a big glass of water you've just drank from, Ali.
I'm not compensating for anything.
What is it? Hold it up. Let's have a look.
Was it Estrella?
Oh, so it is. It's
Freedom
a,
Brewery. Freedom
is it a
Brewery.
Pint? Or is that bigger than a pint and it's just a perspective?
I'm actually 3 foot two. This is
because of your tiny head.
It's a nice. We're talking about people like you. It's actually 200 mil. This.
The way that the camera picked up, I thought it was one of them sort of. You know, you can get them 2 pint October.
I've got a Stein of water on the go. I always get a Stein of water on the go for the pod, mate. Can't be too hydrated on the two.
Gotta get your hydration. That's what they say. 2 liters a day. Yeah.
I'd love to do that. I love doing the idea of doing weird stuff like that, like being invited on a pod and then just properly like glugging water the whole time, but never bringing it up.
Yeah,
and like getting another Stein, finishing one and getting another one, just all the time talking like,
it never goes down.
Yeah. Every time you put it out of a shot, your partner or something just tops it up, but don't say it. They're really quiet. So you've always just got a full glass of water.
Just an luminous liquid.
I'm just, every time it comes into shot, I down it and it comes back with a fresh one every single time. And I'm just like, occasionally hear, shut up,
It's like a butler.
Please
it's my butler, actually.
Please let me leave. Have you seen the guy that did, you can have, you make your own background on Zoom. He did a video one of him coming and bringing himself a cup of tea.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, bloody hell.
That kind of thing excites me because I'm 79 years old.
Also, that was like peak COVID media as well. That was April 2020 media.
That was like when your mum sent you a meme that was on fucking Vine or some old app. This is funny.
Where it's like the frame's in like 4:3 and it's black either side with like laughing emojis on it. Oh, you'll never, I don't know how they do it. Who's doing it? Who's making these? You know what I mean? Like, who's making them?
But anyway, so welcome back, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, Ali. We had a brief chat before we had some recording issues about how you both flew to Jersey this week. Jersey
just for a little weekend?
What's Jersey
away?
Saying? Like, I don't know much about Jersey as a place. I always just remember it being talked about as a tax haven or something. Isn't it? Is it a tax haven?
Yeah, they pay less tax there. I think it's like 10%. So
how? Why? How do they get away with that if they're a British?
They've got their own government. They've got their own currency.
Have they?
They've got their own comedy club, even.
And language, which we only found out when we got there.
They've got their own brothel, apparently. Ali told me.
Yeah. It's called Jizzy. We were seeing some fights there, though, mate. It was a big wrestling match out in Jersey.
Yeah, we stopped and I said, is this all right if I film? But yeah, there was a few wrestling matches with some feds.
So it's quite an Aggie city or place.
Who lives
here?
I don't know. Annie, I've never met a person from Jersey.
100,000 people live on the island. Yeah.
We got 20 in at the gig.
Yeah.
There was a Rod Stewart tribute act down the road that really killed us off.
Yeah, they got 90,000. Yeah. Fucking hell, that's not
arena.
Many, man.
There's two venues. There's the 90,000 arena and there's the comedy club. The comedy club always struggles.
The streets are empty within those hours.
Because they've got Sod Stewart playing.
Rod Hewitt.
So Wembley Stadium is about 60,000, is it?
No, Wembley's 90. Yeah.
So it's about Wembley Stadium of people.
Yeah, that is.
In an island.
Yeah. How big's the island, though? Like, do anyone know the square footage?
I mean,
I see you prepared some questions. I got told I'd get grilled on this. Also, you get on the Two Vegan Idiots podcast and they grill you on the geographic logistics of wherever you gig last.
What's the demographic makeup of Jersey then, is it?
What's the community over there?
I imagine it's not the most ethnically diverse part of the world.
What you'd love about it, but it's all right.
So I'm thinking of moving. This is why all these questions. I'm looking to find somewhere just way whiter than where
I'm
going.
Why is it there?
Love the lack of diversity. Bit small, but apart from that.
Ask the travel agent how white it is there and then book.
I was about to say, like, what would happen if you asked an estate agent like that question? How white is the area? But estate agents are so ruthless about selling, man.
They
wouldn't give a shit, man. They'd dive straight in.
They just care about that bottom line, mate.
Exactly.
Whatever they say, if you're filming it, you've got to pretend that wasn't the answer you wanted. So if they lean in and they're like, don't worry, mate, it's all white people, you've got to go, for fuck's sake.
You asked a question.
Like, can I?
Yeah, you asked, like, oh, is it a nice area? And that's what they've come back. Well, yes, loads of white people, mate, predominantly white. Yeah, and you're like, yeah.
We call it Honkyville. That's what I learned. Enjoy it, mate. But you know what? It's quite a lot of non-English speakers there because it's... I didn't realize it was nearer to France than England.
I know that, but it's not. I don't.
Right,
think...
Okay. Only thing I knew about Jersey. All right, man. Look at that. Everyone knows, mate.
Hack.
Don't record that bit. Yes.
But it's not like. There's no beef with France, is there? I don't think. Like, isn't it? It's not fucking the Falklands. we're not going to have a war over Jersey, right? I think it's most people are just sort of.
Well, the Nazis occupied it for a few years, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, they heard you were in town.
A lot of stuff.
Well, they did on Saturday night, anyway, when me and Ali were there.
In 20 minutes when you were on stage, they occupied the place.
occupied the comedy club.
Put your hands up, everyone. Just one.
But yeah, so the Nazis got there when they occupied France.
Right, okay.
And where the gig was, the hotel was, I forget the name of it, the Pomme d'Or or something, was where they held the liberation celebrations.
Oh, really?
I went to the gig, finished. Thank God for that.
When I came off stage.
I did a gig in a theatre in somewhere in the Scandinavia, I can't remember where, and it was during the Second World War that it was occupied.
It was that long ago. I'm sorry.
They still, because it was
You're
a listed
old,
building,
man.
They could, because it's a listed heritage building, they couldn't paint over certain parts of the walls, and there was still swastikas up on the wall when I did the gig.
Yeah, there was when you got there.
There was on my merch. But,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's right. Your rider.
It was on my backdrop on stage. Yeah. You finished the gig and the promoter starts taking the backdrop down and it was his.
Speaking of Nazi Germany, have either of you been watching Masters of the Air, the new big budget wartime drama that's on Apple TV?
No, I'm going out, hanging out with mates and stuff. It's good. It's a good chat.
It's really, it's incredibly well made. It's a bit schmaltzy. Like, it's made by a lot of that did Band of Brothers and all that stuff. And so it's a big, swanky budget, like Steven Spielberg produced drama. And it's
hey.
He's
a new
comic. He's a comic. He runs a gig down in Hackney.
He's a Jewish film director. You wouldn't like him. But
oh god!
But yeah, so it's really
that putts.
But it's worth watching. Just out of it's, you know, it's sort of, if you like Band of Brothers and that sort of.
I've never seen it actually.
Band of Brothers. Excellent.
I saw a tweet with someone who was like talking about that show. Or no, they were promoting the show and they said, from the same universe as Band of Brothers, and someone was like, isn't that just World War II? It's not a cinematic universe.
I mean, we're from the same universe as Band of Brothers,
Isn't Masters of the Air finishes, Hitler comes out, post credits. Whoa, this is cool.
I mean, they're not lying then. It is the same universe, I suppose.
But I suppose I don't like
as
that.
Everything else.
I hate the when that sort of, that's fucking Marvel terminology. Don't use it for a World War II drama. You know what I mean? From the same universe.
That's their copywriters, isn't it? Coming up with these.
I hate that shit,
the
man.
Same universe as Albert Square.
Yes,
first. Coronation Street.
There was a bit of time where every film had to be in a universe and not just standalone film because of Marvel.
Yeah.
If you ever want to waste 12 minutes, there's a good YouTube video on the Dark Universe. You know that one?
No.
They tried to do this would have been like 2017. They tried to do so they released The Mummy, the film with Tom Cruise. And
I've seen it. It's dog shit.
Yeah. And they wanted to do like a universe of The Mummy, Frankenstein, Werewolf, and get all the actors in and have them all cross over and stuff.
Oh, God.
And they took a picture. There's still this really weird picture where they photoshopped them all in. So it looks like they're all sitting together and it's like, welcome to the Dark Universe. This is from Universal. But then I think it was basically just one film.
The mummy was so bad that they were like, let's not try.
Essentially,
let's blow up the universe. Everyone dies.
Yeah, it doesn't. I find that really, it shows a lack of respect for the audience that, you know, you can't just enjoy things independently. Everything has to link up in your brain.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can hear you. Yeah, you went a little bit fuzzy for 1 second. All and for some reason, your camera zoomed out.
And you've got no trousers on. How can you keep up?
That's how I relax into a podcast. I always do my podcast on the toilet. So I get nervous. You can edit that out, can't you? The flush every 15 minutes.
Let's have a look at some questions. We've got questions. We'll work through them sort of and come in and out of them as we go. Because I think this is a good question for you, actually, Ali. Because
what's the square footage of Jersey?
It says, how do you pull off a turtleneck jumper indoors? Here we go. It's about
coming back in. I didn't know.
I love a turtleneck jumper. I'm a big fan, but I've not had a winter because I skipped winter because I came down to Australia. So this year I've been in sort of summer clothes since fucking November, and I'm missing my winter wardrobe, mate. I'm winter clothes.
You're
my
quite a snappy
clothes.
Dresser. I also love a thick coat
over a very nice jumper.
summer clothes is just about how good in shape you are.
That's why I'm not a summer wearer.
Thank you, man.
Julian looks good in his summer clothes. Then in the winter, he starts wearing big jackets with swastikas on. Stop. take that off, mate.
And Hugo Boss boots. They're my walking boots.
Clunking around on stage. Quickly turns right.
Swing around to the left.
Here we go. So yeah, basically this one is a big question from Martin, so I'm going to paraphrase, but he says, do you think that comedy is broadly generational, i.e. do you like the stuff made by your peers mostly, and do you, any of you three, feel more akin to comedians that are similar in age and at a similar career stage, or do you feel more akin to people that have a similar sensibility and type of humor regardless of age? And then he says, last question, have you ever touched another bloke's dick? But that's a side point. and it's a funny
I
little
feel like that first question was just the smokescreen for the real question.
Yeah. But no, really, the reason I was saying that's a good one for you, because obviously you've started comedy at a massively different time to us, where, you know, where you sort of do a much more online, and that is a bigger part.
And it shows.
Some people say I never started.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I suppose it's, there'd be generational things where, like, I definitely feel more, you know, I'm not saying I feel closer to, like, the sort of old boys, you know.
I would say you do, old
baldies in a suit.
In terms of your birth certificate, you are.
But in terms of comedy, I definitely feel like the stuff I feel like I'm part of is not the current sort of new wave of comedy. Like, in terms of style, I think I'm much more, sort of, my style is very mid to late 2000s, because all of my influences were of that.
I haven't seen you at a gig for a while, Carl. I haven't been at a gig with you, but as I remember, it was a lot of like slagging off your wife and saying, am I getting that right? Yeah, and saying that these kids are too woke. Is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, you can't say anything nowadays, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Yeah.
Things about Bernard Manning kind
things
of
about
style.
How
yeah.
I might
yeah,
start identifying jokes. As a fucking pigeon.
It's a lot of that, wasn't it? Yeah, I think you were the first one to do that joke, actually.
But this is weird. So that was the generation before me, was that sort of stuff in terms of like, my wife and that. Not my wife, but, you know, it was quite negative.
They were slagging off your wife as well.
She used to get an absolute kicking on stage. But then my generation were the ones that didn't do that. We did the opposite. You know, there was sort of, I suppose, a bit more of it got a bit more storytelling and things like that. That sort of mid 2000s, you know, your Kitsons and your Russell Howards, all that came out. And that changed to me more, I suppose, whimsical was the word that used to get thrown around. And I think I came out of the back of that, where it was like, you didn't have to be a fucking miserable old cunt, basically, to do comedy. Yeah, you could actually just have a bit of a
Don't
laugh.
Don't bring me into it.
But then I suppose everything is generational. But then in terms of just how comedy works, you're much more of the current crop, you know, sort of you're multi-platform, mate. You're doing sketches online, you're doing stand-up, you're doing all that sort of stuff. So I suppose it's about how you fit in and where you feel more comfortable. Naturally, I suppose you just fit in with your own class at school, innit? Where, like, you know, most of my mates are from my era.
So. Yeah, well, I think there's no point excelling at one thing when you can be average at loads. So that's sort of my business model, basically, is to just cover all bases.
You could be average at just one thing as well.
Or just bad at it.
Sorry, go on.
Go on. I was just saying, carry on. I was just going to see where
I'll take your point. I think the way you perceive comedy is generational, but I don't think comedy is generational, because have you ever had this when you're doing a show at Edinburgh or whatever and you see like a 14-year-old in the audience and you get nervous and you're like,
boner,
how am I going to relate to
get nervous,
you slip your wedding ring off.
You get nervous, you've broken your parole.
I always wondered why Julian,
your ankle starts bleeping.
I came to see you one time and the stage was 50 meters away from the audience, and I understand why that was now.
You can only do stadiums because you've got to stand in the middle of the pitch.
And you get nervous.
Nobody really wants a group of like that age at your gig, do you? Because you kind of feel a bit.
You remember being a comedy fan at that age and being into comedy? And it wasn't like the comedians you liked were only 14 years old.
I was watching
bloody
Eddie Murphy Delirious when I was 11. Do you know what I mean?
Same here, yeah. Same.
So, but it's more.
It's not for they won't like it. It's that the audience will be conscious they're there.
But I think if you address it, I've done it. I've had it loads of times, and all I do is make a quick address it. The first time you do a bit that veers into something that, like, if he's with obviously if the kids with their parents, whatever, you know, it's good. going to be a
security.
But if there's going to be a moment where, like, just give them a look. And
you've got
like,
to groom the parents first.
But they're normally, I think they're not, if parents are bringing their 14-year-old to a comedy show, they're probably cool parents. It's probably a cool family that are pretty chilled about content and all that. And unless you're doing horrendous, you know, shit.
Jerry Sadowitz.
I think that we're all right. I never really worry about it that much, to be fair.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all about the 14-year-old. Like, they're probably
Your Honour.
Your Honour.
You should be worried about me.
But it's about the other audience members knowing they're there tensing up. That's all it is.
But again, if you address it early doors, they normally relax and they realise it's fine as well and it's just gone.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like addressing things either.
I've noticed that in your life.
I don't like addressing the big problems.
Julian doesn't look to like doing crowd work in any aspect of his life.
I don't like doing crowd work in the shops.
You should go to the therapist, Julian. I don't really do that sort of style of life.
I don't do interaction, no. Yeah. No. I just do my act and then I go
and then I die. I just do the act and then I sort of get a light at the end that I walk towards and that's me.
So, anyway,
you know what I mean about that generational thing. It's like you can like a comedian of any age.
Well, totally. I said in terms of what I watch, like I there's loads of young comics.
It's all 14 year olds.
I watch anyway. But it's Friday. Yeah, I don't think there's a generational thing of what I like to see, you know, if anything.
That's also staying relevant as well, because you see some people who stop updating their set with society and then complain that people don't get it because they're too woke or whatever. And it's just like, no, you've got to keep relevant, you know.
Or they do that classic thing of they think they see one young comic doing something they don't like and assume that that's every single, do you know what I mean? They'll see, and we know, I think we know the sort of comic I'm referring
it's
to.
So when
I
lazy say, brains though, isn't it?
You're sort of GB News vibe comedians who, you know, will be like, oh,
is that not what this is?
They're all that's on the Julian MASH said. Report. Or fucking talking about, you know, pronouns or something. And they just, it's a real generalization of a whole generation of younger comedians that actually there's a couple of comedians probably doing that. And there's still a massive broad spectrum of comedy. There's young comics doing also young comics being fucking as edgy as anyone. You know what I mean? So like, I think if you just actually still watch comedy and still see what's going on, it's never really, you know, it's always the same. It's always varied. So that's the trick to not being a bitter old wanker.
I'll
have to try.
I agree with you though on the approach.
Julian's off to do headliners tonight, so he's got shit.
I agree with you on the approach though. Like my people in my sphere, my era, we start together. Our approach is different. Like we like doing clips and stuff now is just part of it. It's not like seen as this.
And you've
got to do it.
Do you reckon that's a just because it's, you know, you're younger and you grew up with more of the sort of social media, or is it that now it's so much harder just to start out in stand-up and then become a professional stand-up? Do you need to do it? Is it a cultural thing, or
I think
is it
a mix of both? Mix of both, I think, because you can't just, I mean, in your era, what we talk in the 80s, I guess, like in that era,
you could just
have 20 minutes, you know, 18 of which were good. And then you just go around the country doing that. You'd go just before you went on, what's the name of the town they don't like around it? All right, I'm good. And then you get on and that's your 6 minute are sorted. Yeah.
The amount of times I heard that question asked of a sound guy in like, when I started out, man, and you'd go and do like,
I've asked it a couple of times. Only because I
don't know where you're
going.
Where's this? Where are we, Guernsey?
I used to have a particular joke that I kind of needed it, yeah. But
that was always such a fear. It's funny, just like, I know what you mean. It used to be so, and it's like people won't believe it when you say how easy it was, like, to become a professional stand-up. Like,
I mean, it's never easy, is it? But like,
well, you still got to be good at it. Yeah. But compared to now, like, it becoming
there
a job.
There were fewer clubs, I suppose, though, wasn't there back in the day? Like, fewer comedians, obviously, but fewer clubs. Well,
yeah,
also.
I think it was. It was the scale. There was way.
There seems
fewer
to be
comedians.
An abundance of clubs now, though. Like, there's all like you could work 7 days a week if you
Yeah, but they definitely
you were asked. What was the end of that sentence, Julian?
If you had a
work 7 days, if you were keen, want
you to.
If you didn't want to lay down and watch Married at First Sight every evening and have day naps.
Oh man. Anyway, yeah, I think we've answered that question. This one's a bit
dick
more.
Question.
Dick question. Sorry, yeah. Have you ever touched another bloke's dick?
I have not touched another bloke's dick ever, actually, which makes me feel a bit homophobic.
Yeah, it's a bit homophobic. Yeah,
I don't think you have to.
Better
touch
than being
one to
gay,
not be...
though.
I don't think you have to touch a dick to not be homophobic. I don't think that's.
Well, that's what the guy said to me in the alley the other day.
Come on, mate,
homophobic
touch this. Homophobic. No, I don't think
you
have
to suck it. Have you ever touched it with your mouth? Is that the same thing?
I've never touched a penis.
I don't think I have.
Seen plenty, but you know, sort of in passing.
Where have you seen them?
Oh, all over the shop. You know, like
just as you were passing out.
Gym changing rooms all the time. I've seen loads of my mates' dicks because when we were silly young blokes on holiday doing skinny dipping,
you made them
all
get
that.
Their dicks out. I used to own a gun.
They would. We played this game where they fell asleep and I just went round and looked at all their dicks. It was so funny. Never told them.
I went on loads of lads' holidays. If you went on lads' holidays in the end, like turn of the century. You saw all your mates' dicks. That's a fact of life.
Did you ever have a mate in your group who had a massive dick and he'd always get it out?
No.
We used to have that. I used to have a kid when I was about 13. He had giant balls. Like there was something wrong. But they were all getting him to show me. And they were older than me. I didn't really know him that well. He used to get his giant balls out.
I know a mate of mine in comedy, actually. I won't say because it's bad. Like, it's not bad, but I just don't want to out him. But he's got really big balls. He's got really big balls, and I have seen them. That was on a very.
Is it an issue that has he got a matching willy or not?
I think he's got a probably very slightly above average penis, but I've seen his balls are just notably bigger than they should be for that size.
There might be something going on, man. Just full up with jizz.
I think it'd be annoying to have really big balls. Like, you know what I mean? It's in terms
no
of
one's ever,
well, I mean, it get,
no
it,
one's ever gassing themselves
right.
up because they've got the big balls.
No, exactly.
Like in reality, they want
to be Billy Big Bollocks. But...
theoretical big balls, yeah. But yes. You know, I've never heard that from a friend who shags men going, I'll tell you what as well. Oh my God, his balls.
Massive.
Oh my God. They were
felt like I was
for.
In Newton's cradle. You know how that is. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
I love getting amongst around his balls.
Yeah. I call him Bally Ballerson. Just getting in there. You know what I mean?
It's,
like, two space uppers.
Yeah. I feel like
balls ain't an attractive thing, I guess, giant balls, are they?
But also,
to women.
I was in a shop called Bonds. It's an underwear shop. Buying some boxer shorts.
Just having a little sniff around.
But they said this, like, it's the one that I wear them exclusively. I always top up my little supply when I'm in Australia. And I've actually sent them to mates. I've given them as presents to mates, like bloke who's I've gone, you need to wear these boxer shorts, mate. They're so comfy.
Come around.
I think, he just sends them and there's just a little note. I think you look good in these.
Yeah, just try them on and show
send
me.
Send them your room number and the pants.
Send me a pic of them on. It's not weird. I want to see what they're like.
But they have they've got
just
one.
Just to see how they fit.
They've got one type that are called anti-sag, which must be for people with long balls. And I've never needed them, but it must be an issue.
Your bumper if one needed that.
I don't think they're not made to like, they're not, they're just made really well. They're really good material. They're very breathable. They're just a good, they're high quality boxer shorts.
Yeah,
because Willy's expensive.
Breathe.
Mine's always sighing.
Mine's always snoring.
Oh, God.
a little sleepy Willy.
Not again. Come on.
Right, let's do another
mine's
question.
Mine's always crying.
Yeah, that's right. I think that's what it is.
A slave driver.
Should we bring back the death penalty for people who play things on their phone speaker on buses and other shared public spaces? Obviously, only a maniac
would suggest
otherwise.
If they got the volume high, then yeah.
I will say that is what that is like. I'm so chilled about. I'm not somebody who gets annoyed, especially with young. Like when you see like a group of like 13-year-olds like being like fucking a bit naughty and that. Some people like, get really
age,
on
yeah.
edge and like they get a bit awkward. I'm always watching it, being like, yes, that's exactly what I was like, and I'm sort of almost weirdly
supporting like. Good What's old you lads. Lads. Don't, yeah, right, don't boys. Worry, I'm cool. I'm oh, not man, like
that
these one, guys.
I was like that when I was your age.
Yeah.
But no, but I do. I always like, as much as it could be annoying.
That's sick.
Do you want me to go get you some fags from the shop?
Yeah. exactly. Yeah. But all girls, you learn about them lads. Let me tell you. Better off without them, you know what I mean? I'll tell you what, I got an 18 rated film back at mine. We could chuck the DVD in.
I could drive us there because I drive as well.
Yeah. You guys seen Blade 2?
Whoa. What are you talking about? You not seen Blade 2?
But
stop phoning your mum. It's fine. I'm a good
bloke. Come on, you wimp.
Yeah, there's always one in there.
Always
one.
Is he always that wimpy, that one?
Anyway, I'm here to tell you lads about these boxer shorts. You got to get these boxer shorts, lads. Amazing.
I'll show you them. Let them breathe. But yeah, like I don't get annoyed with young people being annoying. Do you know what I mean? Because I was so annoying when I was that age. But weirdly,
I was an absolute delinquent.
Yes. Yeah. So, but on the flip side, I do find the phone on loud in public. And it's not, this is the thing, it's not always one type of person. It's not young people. The most common is fucking old.
Don't be racist.
Old. There is one in the category I'm
very
thinking
niche.
That definitely
very,
is
like,
racially
these bloody Peruvians,
specific.
Mate. Peruvians coming over here.
This Fijians.
No, but I'm going to say that it's. I reckon as common as young people doing it is old women and sort of.
Oh, but they can't hear.
And 50-year-old Asian men. I'm going to say. And I'm talking
and
Asian.
They're together, are they?
From the Indian subcontinent. I'm going to actually narrow it down. But it's there's just like, it's a few types of people, but like, I find it infuriating. If I can hear it over my AirPods, I'm like, it sends me mad. I'm like, I cannot believe I'm listening to somebody just flick through some fucking thing, TikTok or whatever, just loud clips.
I was going up to Manchester on the train, and it was the day after the Brexit, like the actual Brexit day, like the sort of Independence Day thing. Where
so you're in a great mood, obviously.
Yeah. So
holding
you know,
the British
least,
flag.
Yeah. I got up. God save
Union Jack suit on.
Gracious Queen.
Farage mask on.
The quiet coach, yeah. God, get up or you're not proud of your country. And but yeah, those on that train, I was sat like, you know, in the carriage were people who were there down at London for that, and they were just blasting out like the Nigel Farage speeches on their phones.
Oh my God.
Just horrific.
What did you say in that case? Can you turn that up, brother? I can't hear that in carriage C.
I was like, if you like that, check out this bloke, Aliwood's gigs. It's very similar. Very similar stuff.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, that is insane. I can. Do you know what? If it's just music, weirdly, I can sort of almost think, well, at least it's one continuous piece of music, right? I find it when they're watching clips, it just fucking kills me, man. It hits me.
What
in
about
a
one-sided phone call when someone's doing that? Or...
That's annoying. But again, in my head, I can sort of compute it where I'm like, you're having a loud phone call. It's a phone conversation. At least you're having a chat to somebody. Like, it's just the clips, like different. It's just change
is
of sound.
Is that going on?
People doing TikTok. Yeah, people TikTok on loud. What are you doing, mate? Every 7 seconds, there's a different loud.
Unless
sound.
One of your clips come up and you're like, yeah.
I quickly jump and like it. I jump and like it and comment
and
quickly.
Share.
Give me that. They think I'm mugging them, but I'm actually just commenting.
Follow.
Funniest thing I've seen today. Give them the phone back.
But yeah, so it's. I don't think a death penalty should come back. I just think you should be allowed to grab their phone and throw it out the window.
It definitely makes them in some sort of category of person, because there's some people who don't care about the shared existence of civilization.
Yeah.
Oh yes, mate, like such a selfish.
Like there's
wanker.
No spatial awareness with some people.
You
like,
should have to go on a course or something.
Yeah, like a speed awareness course, but it's a people awareness course.
People awareness. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's people walking down the street in a group, but they're
oh,
in a
man.
Line and they're
that
in
is...
way of the footpath.
Like four of them just
unbelievable.
In, just,
yeah. Like, and I'm. So, I mean, just get out of my way.
Or a couple, like, yeah, a couple when you're on your own.
Yeah.
Sad times, but yeah, and then a couple, yeah. And they don't think
and
to go.
And it's on Valentine's bottle. Day.
Yeah, yeah. I always bump them. I always get in between them and bump them.
Right, yeah, right in the middle. Move, cunts. That's what I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's and groups of people standing in shop doorways.
Oh my god!
When people stop on the stairs or something.
I'm
going like
to say, and again, if you're in sort of central London, Oxford Street, and you go into a shop and come out, it's always a group, and they are always tourists. And I'm not going to narrow that one down.
I mean,
you'd think
they'd know, though. It's common sense, isn't it?
Some people just don't have it, man. Some people are so they lack
so
much spatial
awareness.
When
I've been out with my kids, when my kids were younger, I was always very aware that, like, if they're in the way of people and stuff, you know what I mean.
Because you're not a psycho.
Booting them out of the way.
They're in the way of me and my dreams.
Move!
They're in the way of me.
All right, I did
you
one quick...
in the way of my dreams, please? Cheers.
All right, we've got to do a quick shout-out, Julian, to... Basically, we've got from our patron, we have a spin-off patron WhatsApp group that people can join, but there's now multiple spin-offs of that WhatsApp group, and there's a new one. There's a new one for singles, TVI singles. This is where we've got to now, pimping out our.
So you're just sort of perusing through them at the moment.
You've got to be single to be in it, and it's where
working his way through.
It's a guy called Dahl Connolly who started that one.
But it's not for hooking up or anything on the whole. It's more for members of the group that are single that are out in the sort of apps and dating world to discuss all their shit.
They're definitely going to be sharing the same people screenshots from Hinge and stuff like that.
Yeah, you, all of your DMs. But so basically, if there's any listeners single and want to join that, if you join the Patreon thing and you'll find it will work. You will work you towards it, but it's a new one that started up 2 days ago.
You
could meet a person as well if you're lucky.
If you're fit,
you could do a two vegan idiots speed dating event.
We should do that.
People are really just. Oh, here we go. If you went on Take Me Out, what song would you choose for coming down the love lift? It's quite a funny one. It's got to be a sort of pump.
I've never watched that show, actually.
But it's always
never watched it.
Basically, I've seen it. The weird, like, all the women are lined up, and just a single bloke comes out of the lift to like a sort of poppy tune, and then Paddy McGuinness goes like, "Let the sausage see the baguette" or something. I don't know what he says, and he dances around in front of the women. And
have you not seen when a comedian does it and plays some of their stand-up?
What?
I'm going to send you it afterwards. But yeah, there's a comedian goes on and plays as their special skill, plays a video of the stand-up.
Oh, that is the biggest risk I've ever seen.
Do we know the comedian?
You might do that. I don't know if they're... I know him, but I knew him from like the open mic circuit.
I mean,
could
you not say then? Would you prefer not to say their name?
I guess they went
on Take Me Out.
Yeah, I know what I mean. But it's a comedian. it's a comedian called Bentley Browning.
Bentley Browning.
The name.
Yeah, so I know from the open mic circuit. He was also quite a nice guy, but I'll send you the video. But that is tough. That's a tough crowd.
Such a bold move, because like them women they'll just go boo and turn their light off if you've got like a fucking, a hair they don't like, let alone putting your stand up on.
Yeah. I love my mum. Pew.
Yeah.
I actually lost my mum last year.
Pew, pew, pew.
Yeah, yeah. Got giant balls.
I just don't think that, if you were a good son, you wouldn't like let your mum die.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it still on Take Me Out? I assumed it had died off ages ago. Have you ever seen it nowadays?
You couldn't have it nowadays,
mate. You can't say anything.
You'd have to have some non-binary person come down, and then a lot of people who identify as orcas.
Polyamorous.
You just like everyone.
no one would press the button because they're too nice. you have to go out with 15 people in a polyamorous relationship.
Talk about feelings. You wouldn't even shag. You just talk about feelings all night. Back in my day, it was playful. You were publicly humiliated, but it was fine.
No idea who we're being here, but it's just, people still get the gist. Have you ever seen
the Chinese?
Have you ever seen Chinese Take Me Out? I know this is a weird turn like.
No, I've got a Chinese takeout before, but no, not the size. Something different. Yes.
It's the Chinese one. I can't remember what it's called. It's so different. Like,
have a go at it. Have a go at the name.
And this is going to sound really judgmental with the sort of people that
do it in the do the eyes first.
Go on, take me out. But like, it goes along all the women, and when they interview them, they're all like, you know, they'll be like, "Oh, I'm a genetic engineer," and I'm the like. They're all like sort of. It's just a normal dating show where everyone's got really good jobs and they talk about I'm looking for a man who's really respectful and, you know, I could introduce to my parents and then start a family with. Like, it's all so different to British. Yeah. Like, drop I just want somebody out with a fucking big old dong on him and I want to fuck him in an alley. Yeah, you know what I mean? Such a different
I was on playing mini golf with where I can see their golf club.
Yeah.
Oh, you cheeky short.
But
I start watching it.
Yeah, but try to have a look at the Chinese one, and it's
So what you're saying is go on that one then, if I want to go on one.
Yeah. I mean, you'd absolutely clean up, mate.
Get some
I think
pie.
They would. They like gingers over there.
Some high level fluff.
You're a nice young man, so you'd clean up. What's this? Somebody says, what would be your gladiator name and characteristic? Oh, I presume that's gladiators. The TV show's been revamped. Not the not if you were
what
in
about
the
that guy at
arena
the airport,
back in
Ali,
ancient
that
Rome.
The guy at the airport jumped in our conversation. Do you remember?
What?
He was standing and he said something about your red hair as well. We're like,
what? He was just, mate, first warning sign, he had no luggage with him. And you're just
Oh,
I love it.
He just had a tracksuit bottoms on and a door key in his hand.
Anyway, he was flying the plane.
And he said something, you said something to me.
I said something about you're in such good shape. But then I said, for your age, and he went.
And I pretended to take offence, but then the guy jumped in, went, for his age?
With that energy, not as in a funny energy, like an early comedian reacting to a heckle by just like laying into.
Like.
BH, what are you saying that for, mate? Hello?
It was weird.
Then he said something like, it's always the gingers, isn't it?
I know, yeah. Like,
but then also, he was trying to be like your mate as well. And you were sort of like,
well, he's
right
here now, actually.
It's always weird when somebody just is too keen that you like, you know, I don't mind a little.
He had this crackhead energy as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, that's what we got on.
I'm prone sometimes to having a chat with somebody on a plane. If I say on a plane, though, that's when you're sat next to them for a while.
But yeah.
It's sometimes you mess up and they go into it. You know, you start a little, hey, how you doing? And then suddenly they're just just got like, I've got 3 hours of this. Fuck.
Really? I would avoid that at all costs because of that, because of the time period.
Yeah.
If it's a short journey, then you can relax a bit, eh?
Yeah.
I even struggled with Pete and Julian on the half hour one over to Jersey.
Yeah, that was hard. I had to pretend to be asleep.
Here's a question, because we had a conversation, a Patreon conversation, some questions that we were answering, and somebody said to throw it out to you, which was, how long do you give new material before binning it off? And I was saying, like, because I'm pretty ruthless with new material. If I try it once, I normally have a sense if it's actually ever going to have another run out.
You got a feel of it, I guess, eh?
Yeah, so, and I'll give it, if I think it's not worked because of the telling, and I've sort of gone like, I didn't deliver that properly, I'll give it a second run out, and if it then doesn't work, it is dead. Like, I'm literally twice, if that, and it never sees the light of day again. But when you're doing new stuff, what's your, how many goes does it get before you shoot it in the head?
Well, I'm similar to you. I'm amazed when I see people like continually working on a new bit, being like, when I get it, it's going to be amazing. And sometimes they do it, and I'm like, fuck, how did you manage to die on that 20 times? But then you got somewhere. I'm similar to you. It has to get a laugh, something. It has to get something. First time I say it.
Yes.
If I do 2 minutes of silence, I'm not going to be like, there's something in that. But what I would normally do is, if it dies, and then I might chat to a comedian about it and go, why didn't it work? And then they might give me an angle of like, well, I think that premise is funny.
Right. That's the end of this week's public episode. We hope you enjoyed it. What happens now, Julian?
They can, if they want to hear the rest of the episode, they can go over to patreon.com/wearetvi.
There you go. Once you've signed up there, you can hear the rest of the episode. You can hear all the old Patreon episodes, exclusives, whatever.
It's 45p a week.
Is it? Is it? Mm. That's cool. Mm. I didn't know that.
Easy life.
There we go. It's even cheaper than I thought. So do that. And but if not, don't worry. You can listen to next week's public episode when it's released. Thanks.
Thank you. Love you.
Ronnie, you have to die of AIDS in an alleyway.